All the latest sports news and views. Actions and reactions. Your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook interview room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. Live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. A good Saturday morning to you, and thanks for getting up early with us on a very, very, very big day in sports here in Emporia. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood, and our studio engineer Dan Courtwright in the penalty box running the board for us today as we get set for a really big day for Emporia State football. And guys, KU off today, so our lineup today on KVOE will look a little bit different as the Jayhawks have a bye week. Seems like maybe they need it after a tough defeat to Oklahoma State and an injured quarterback. But Tim, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on this fine Saturday?
Well, obviously, I think the big story certainly is Emporia State football. What a huge game for them. My goodness. Traveling, of course, to Warrensburg to play Central Missouri. Here on out, I mean, Emporia State needs W's. If they want to hopefully get into the NCAA playoffs, they need every win now. And they're playing a really, really good mule team on the road today.
Yeah, a team that scores a lot of points, and this might sound more, you know, you were mentioning just before we came on the air, like, yeah, we're like 10 days, 12 days away from basketball. This might sound like a basketball game yeah. today. Yeah. They, you know, Emporia State runs 74 plays a game, and they're running an average of 82 plays per game. So it's going to be pretty nuts. Dylan, wrapping up the regular season with Emporia State football, had a couple of nice performances, a couple of big plays, but unfortunately still chasing down that win. And you know the destination of the Spartans in the first round, and it'll be a familiar destination in the first round of the 5A playoffs.
Yep, it's the same destination Emporia High had round two last year. Emporia High will be going to the Antioch District Athletic Complex in Overland Park, taking on Blue Valley Southwest. Last year when these two teams met, Blue Valley Southwest was the 11th seed in the 5A East. They were 4-5, but they play in that tough Eastern Kansas League. But this team is no joke. They have a returning quarterback back that's really good. I don't know if he's getting any D1 interest. I'm going to have to dig in the notes next week, but I'm looking at my previous notes from last year. They're 7-1. I think their only loss is to Bishop Miege. They beat St. Thomas Aquinas last night, but no easy chore again for Emporia High, who will go to Blue Valley Southwest on Friday night. And it is probably a draw nobody wanted to see.
No. Well, I mean, if you're in that portion, I mean, you kind of know when you have that kind of a season that you're going to get somebody. It doesn't really matter who you get at that point. You're probably going to play somebody really good, and you're going on the road to play them. So at that point, you kind of, you know, that you understand what is coming.
Yeah, your destiny was predetermined.
Yeah, it was.
Correct.
Yeah, heading into last night, there were three winless teams in the east side of the bracket. However, J.C. Harmon, with a 13-0 win over St. Mary's Academy, got them to 14 and got them to go to Highland Park and Homer Sports Park. So.
Okay, so that is what's coming up for Emporia High. We have got Emporia High guests coming up on the show today, coming up here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk today. We'll be talking with the head girls tennis coach at Emporia High, Saul Trujillo. They'll join us next, along with the state medalist from the Lady Spartans, Callie Keough, who placed fourth at the 5A State Girls Tennis Tournament.
Man, what a great season.
Tremendous season. So we'll talk with them next. We'll also be joined by a voice and a name that many people are familiar with around here. Bethany Bowman will join us. She's up in Kansas City now, but obviously a former Lady Hornet and spent a lot of time down here covering the Hornets, so catch up with her. And then, of course, Mitch Holtis will join us, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. That is coming up here in a little bit. Time out now for the Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week, though, and you've got one named for Emporia High, one area athlete, and it looks like you've got several area nominations this week, but of course we'll start with Emporia High.
Well, you know, with the limited activities that are going on with Emporia High now. You know, I'm kind of basing off of, you know, Saturday from last week after we went off with all the activities all the way up until last night. A couple honorable mentions. I gotta give an honorable mention to Ryland Crow, man, and both him and Sheldon Stewart. Man, those kids are playing their hearts out, and both of them had big plays last night in the game at Junction. Ryland had his first career 100-yard rushing performance. Sheldon Stewart, you know, had a 77-yard receiving touchdown. I got to give those two honorable mention. I think they deserve some credit because two big plays that I really didn't think would happen last night. But, you know, it was really good to see. But those two guys getting some mention here this morning. Alex Mosman of the boys soccer team, two goals against Junction on Thursday night. And Emporia High will be hosting Seaman on Tuesday night in a regional first-round game. Rematch back from August 28th when Emporia High won 2-1 in overtime. But I'm going to go to the boys cross-country team, Dagan True. I've been saying his name a lot. That family has just have a running tradition. His brother Kyler ran at Oklahoma State and KU. His brother Trayson's currently at KU. And Dagan with a runner-up finish at the Centennial League meet last Saturday, and that's who I'm going to go with for our Emporia High, Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week, Dagan True.
And then for our Area Athlete of the Week.
Well, I was able to get a couple last minute, and I mean very last minute. I want to give an honorable mention to Brock Griffin. He got it several weeks ago, but six touchdowns for him last night for Chase County in the win over Madison. Dana Kistner of Hartford, the Hartford football coach, he texted me in the wee hours of this morning, he gave me some really good standouts, and I put two on this list, but Simon Blankley, 29 tackles, four tackles for a loss, two forced fumbles and an interception. That was a school record in tackles in a game. Also from Hartford, Tyson Bolson. He had 14 tackles, four tackles for a loss, two sacks, a fumble recovery, 209 yards receiving, three touchdowns, 86 yards rushing, two touchdowns. He had a kick return for a score as well. He also broke a school record for kick returns in a season with three. But
that wasn't enough. That's not enough. What? Who did something better than that? My goodness. What? Okay, so who's the athlete of the week? It's not him.
I tell you what, the criteria here is pretty stout.
Wow. Well, I'm going to the Levo volleyball team. Sage Hadley reached 1,000 kills last week as the Levo volleyball team ranked number one in Class 1A Division II. She's only a junior. Maybe could get to 2,000. But that's who I'm going with. I know that's tough for two school records, but when you reach 1,000 kills as a junior, and she's good. Sure. She's a good athlete. I was able to catch the tail end of the championship match of the LCL tournament, and she had the kill to win it, and it was powerful.
So that is our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week, Dagan True of Emporia High Cross Country and Sage Hadley of Lebo Volleyball. And if you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of Dylan. Most of you coaches out there already have his cell phone number. You can text it in the wee hours of the morning, or just email SherwoodD@KVOE.com. That's SherwoodD@KVOE.com. Coming up next, we'll take our first time out here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, and we will talk some Emporia High girls tennis with Sol Trujillo and Callie Keough. That's coming up next on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today we salute the Iowa women's basketball team. Last weekend, the Hawkeyes hosted Crossover at Kinnick, an outdoor exhibition against DePaul held at Iowa's football stadium. The crowd of 55,646 set an NCAA record for attendance at a women's basketball game. They nearly doubled the previous record, which was 29,000 at the 2002 National Championship. The proceeds from Crossover at Kinnick are going to the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital, the medical center that overlooks the football stadium. As for the game itself, the Hawkeyes beat the Blue Demons 94-72. Reigning Naismith Player of the Year Caitlin Clark had a triple-double, finishing with 34 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. After reaching the title game last season, Iowa has already sold out tickets for the entire year. Clark and the Hawkeyes are ranked third to start the new campaign.
Just the way people support women's athletics here in the state of Iowa, I think is pretty incredible as a whole, but obviously women's basketball, it's hard to kind of imagine yourself playing basketball in front of 55,000.
Rock Chalk on top on the men's side, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Boom, 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 boom.
Nissan has a car for every driver who wants more. More action. More fun. More guts. More head turns. More adventure. More electric. At Nissan, more is all we do.
All AP rankings of the season were released this week. The Kansas Jayhawks are the number one team, the fourth time they've been the preseason's top-ranked squad. They're followed in the top five by Duke, Purdue, Michigan State, and Marquette. The defending national champion UConn Huskies are ranked sixth. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. It was a very, very big year for the Emporia High School girls tennis team with a state medalist, and she is joining us today. Callie Keough finishing fourth at the 5A state tournament last weekend. We're going to be joined by her and her coach, Saul Trujillo, the head girls tennis coach at Emporia High School. Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you first. Thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on here. It's my first time on, is it KVOE Radio?
Yes. That is where we are today, yes.
It's a pleasure to be here with you guys, and I'm glad Callie's here with us also.
Well, absolutely. Well, hopefully it's not going to be the last time that you guys are on, too, because she's still got some eligibility left. What are your overall thoughts on the season for your tennis team?
Oh, well, we had girls step up this year that played on varsity, played on JV tournaments, and I was just happy with how they approached every practice. I mean, they worked their butts off during the off season. I know Callie has a really, really, really hard off season. She's always practicing and going to tournaments, so I'm just happy with the work they put in and how they approached every practice. So
you don't always have, I mean, sometimes it does happen, but an underclassman isn't always the leader on your team. What makes Callie available and able to be that leader for your team?
I think she would probably be the leader on the court for sure, because she takes practices very seriously. And I think that just that energy feeds off to all the other girls. I know I had some upperclassmen that were that had been on our team for a pretty long time, and so they kind of just naturally stepped up and were leaders. They provided that fun energy that they've been their kind of energy. So Callie for sure does provide that serious tone during practices because, I mean, she just takes everything serious. So,
Coach, what do you feel like the biggest step Callie took from last year to this year?
I think she played points smarter this year. And then I also think, coming in as a freshman, there's a lot of nerves. I mean, she's never played in a high school tournament as a freshman. She's never been to league or regionals or state. So just everything's new to her. And then coming in as a sophomore, those nerves got better. Of course, they're still going to be there and they're still going to affect her at times. But she was more experienced, and I think it just allowed her to play points smarter, and I think that's what really got her a lot of good finishes this year.
Saul Trujillo is our guest currently. We're going to be talking with Callie Keough in just a moment, wrapping up the season for Emporia High School girls tennis this year. Looking at the other members of your team in terms of who you're going to be having back, what do you look forward to next year in terms of bringing somebody else to Callie's level and hoping to build the rest of your roster next year?
Well, we lost three seniors who were pretty important to the team, and we'll miss them for sure. We have two sophomores who played varsity this year, Peyton Chanley and Kinsley Hines, and they Peyton played on varsity last year towards the end of the season. She was a state qualifier. She didn't make it this year, unfortunately, but she still had a really good season. So those two will probably play doubles again this year. They played together all year. So they'll be back on the team. And then we have some new players who, if they really put in the work during the offseason, hopefully they can step in and try to fill in those spots. I know it's tough coming into varsity and playing at varsity tournaments and making that jump. But, I mean, I'm sure they'll put in the work during the offseason, and they'll just try their best. And that's all we really ask for as coaches. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having them next year.
And Coach, you know, with Callie being a sophomore now and both Peyton and Kinsley both being sophomores, this sophomore class has got to be pretty talented, knowing both you, two of the three got varsity experience as freshmen, both went to state last year, Callie, of course, going to state this year. How valuable is that for the next 2 years and these girls you know, that you're going to have fill the voids that you have left? You know, how big is it that these girls are going to have some big leadership shoes next year?
Oh, it's awesome because, I mean, there's some teams who do not have people returning or they have to fill in all those six varsity spots. And having Callie and Peyton and Kinsley come back, like I said, they've been there before. They can kind of mentor the new people that are coming onto varsity. And they're going to be upperclassmen now. They're going to be juniors. So it'll be nice to see how it turns out. And, I mean, they're a good bunch of girls. I trust how they'll mentor them or guide them along.
Talking Emporia High School girls tennis here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Saul Trujillo is the head coach. Now joined by the medalist, fourth place in the state at Class 5A this year, Callie Keough. First of all, Callie, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, fourth place finish for you. Obviously, eighth place last year, but second straight time for you to medal at state. How did you think about your tournament?
I'm definitely really excited and happy with the results. I really wanted to place in the top four. It was my goal going in the tournament, and I accomplished that.
You know, a 2-0 match, I know that from, I think it was Dylan's article maybe, and by the way, you can get all these articles at kvoe.com/sports, but I know that going 2-0 on Friday was really, really important to you. What allowed you to pick up those two wins in the first round?
Probably my mom. She was on the side clapping for me and yelling at me when I was down, so she definitely helped me a lot, but also my mental ability to get back to where I was and stay focused.
Callie, your quarterfinal was against the Gibbs girl from Blue Valley Southwest, who defeated you early in the season. I believe it was at Spring Hill. What maybe got you a little motivated knowing that a spot in the semifinals was on the line against an opponent that had defeated you early in the season?
I think actually what motivated me in that match was losing the first set, because I knew what she did to win that set and what I had to do to come back.
Callie Keough is our guest, fourth place finisher at the 5A State Girls Tennis Tournament. How have you come into, you know, kind of being thrust in because of your talent and your results into being a leader on the team, even though you are not in a classification as a sophomore this year that is typically a traditional leader on a team?
A lot of it just comes from my experience. I mean, playing a long time helps me help the other girls and achieve what they want to on the team.
Now, if I recall correctly, thinking back in terms of the weather, playing outdoors, I believe, conditions, as they would say, were maybe U.S. Open-like, very, very windy conditions, pretty chilly. How were the conditions and how tough were those to play in the tournament?
Oh, they were definitely tough to play in. Wind doesn't really correspond with my game, especially with it being cold. It's just a little bit more difficult to move around in big layers of clothing. But I think what helped me was using more spin on my balls and topspin and slice.
What was it like playing in a different venue that hasn't been used for a state tournament? I know it's been used for other tournaments so far, but that new complex in Celina that held the state tournament, you know, what were your thoughts on that?
I was definitely a little shocked with the courts. There were a lot of courts. I'd never played there before, but it was a really nice facility, and I was happy to play that complex.
Are you a tennis fan? And if you are, is there a particular player that you've maybe tried to model your game after or thought, oh, well, him or her, you know, boy, I'd like to play like that. Is there anybody that stands out to you?
Yeah, I'm a huge tennis fan. I'm always watching it. I'd say I'd probably try to model Sabalenka's game.
Sabalenka's had quite a bit of success. So, yeah, I think that would be a good one. Well, last question for you. You've mentioned how important it was to get into the top five this year, and you met that goal. Do you have any big goals for the junior tennis campaign?
I think I'm going to go for top three next year, see if that's possible.
Well, it certainly sounds possible from what Coach said. Callie Keough is our guest, fourth place finisher at the 5A State Tennis Tournament. For you and Coach Trujillo, thank you guys so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've got more of Saturday Morning Sports Talk coming up. We'll be joined by Bethany Bowman, a former Lady Hornet, covering high school sports now up in Kansas City, and obviously worked a long time down here in Emporia. That's coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE, live and local.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Whether you're buying your first home or moving into a new home, getting your home loan with Emporia State Federal Credit Union is convenient and easy. Emporia State Federal Credit Union knows the local market. They remain number one in mortgage lending in Lyon County by giving members flexible programs and down payment options, low closing costs, and fast underwriting. Visit esfcu.com to apply today. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA, NMLS number 424226.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. It's our pleasure now to be joined by Bethany Bowman, formerly of Sports in Kansas and now a host on Sports 10 Radio 810 HB in Kansas City. She also co-hosts the D2 Nation podcast and covers high school sports for Sports Radio 810's 810 Varsity platform, and a former Lady Hornet off the Emporia State track team, Bethany Bowman, joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Bethany, it is great to have you on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, how's life up there in Kansas City?
It's really good. I'm really, really liking this move, like, you know, coming up here. And like you said, formerly in sports in Kansas, it was great to get me started. And now up here at the radio station and, like you said, 810 Varsity. Also do some stuff with Spectrum Sports. So, you know, always something to cover up here. I was out at Arrowhead yesterday for part of the day covering some Chiefs stuff, and then high school football last night. So it's really busy, but I really like it.
I was going to say, in terms of your high school athletics coverage this year and in football, you know, how far down into our listening area do you reach, and how much do you cover up there in Kansas City? And, you know, with your background at Sports in Kansas, kind of covering the entire state and now moving up to the KC metro area, you know, you've been covering high school athletics across the entire state now for, you know, quite a while now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I still, every Friday, I'm keeping up with the scores going around across the entire state, because I spent, you know, so much of my former time doing that, and so still want to stay really invested in that. You know, up here, more focusing on kind of the Kansas City metro area, but I am excited. Next week, I'm actually going to be in Emporia for the 1A volleyball state championship, so I'm still going to do that, and I'm really excited to continue just to stay involved with everything going on in the entire state for high school sports, too.
Bethany, Tim Miller here, and I have known you since you were an elementary kid, which makes me feel really, really old. But congratulations on your success. And tell me, when did you decide to get into sports? I guess I never knew what your career goals were, but when did you decide that sports was your thing?
Yeah, I didn't really figure it out till I think I was almost a senior in college. I had gone out to Barton Community College for 2 years because I knew I wanted to keep playing sports, and so I did basketball and track out there. I just got an associate's degree in science, actually, and then came back here. I was a health promotion major at Emporia State, and just kind of realized that as much as I loved playing sports, I wasn't really going to take that onto a career like a personal trainer or anything like that. I eat out too much and eat too much chocolate and all that. So, I think I took a sports writing class at Emporia State. Ron Feimster was my professor, and he sent us out to games and stuff, and assignments were to get quotes, things like that. And then that's when I kind of went to Don Wiest and Kent Weiser at the time, the AD, and said, hey, how can I get more involved? And so we started doing some little, you know, shooting on iPhone and interviewing some of the athletes there at Emporia State, and just kind of grew from there. But I didn't really know until I was about, you know, 20, 21 years old, exactly what I wanted to do. But now working in sports, it's been kind of a crazy journey, but I think I found the thing that I love, so it's been fun.
Bethany Bowman joining us. She's a host on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Of course, a former Lady Hornet on the Emporia State track team. And you mentioned, you know, the background that you have at Emporia State, and it's so interesting that Don Wiest just walks into the building. Yeah, he's our ride to Warrensburg today. What was it like working for Don Wiest?
Don Wiest was great. I take him a Diet Coke anytime I'm back. You guys probably know he drinks a ton of those. I think, you know, Blake, if you're about to get on the road with him to head to UCM today, he'll have a couple just on the way there and a couple back. Sorry, Don, I'm exposing you. But, it was so fun. He did so much for me. You know, he doesn't have a whole lot of free time being the SID there at Emporia State and covering so much, but he made sure to make time for me and helped me with my goals. And so, yeah, forever grateful for you, Don.
You mentioned career goals and what I know you're happy at 810, obviously, but moving forward, career goals, where do you want to be, Bethany?
You know, I think you kind of start out and you see, like, you know, something like ESPN or Fox Sports is kind of the pinnacle, but I think working with the Emporia State football team and with Garen Higgins, things like that, I kind of realized, like, maybe being with a professional sports team or even, like, a, you know, a Power 5 you know, team of football, basketball, kind of being that team reporter would be really fun. I think doing that, you kind of get to be really, really, you know, invested kind of in the people that you're working with instead of traveling, you know, the country, maybe doing a different game every week. So I think there's kind of pros and cons to both sides of that, whether you're doing kind of more the national thing or you're sticking with one team. I'm just kind of seeing where things take me, but I think both of those sound like they'd have some really interesting and really fun things about them.
Bethany, how far do you think you've grown in your short amount of time with all the stuff you did for Chet Kupelin and Sports in Kansas and now what you're doing at 810?
Hey, Dylan. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, it's good. It's good to hear from you too, Bethany.
I know your voice anywhere. it's been really cool to just see it grow. I think sometimes you get kind of caught up in thinking like, hey, what's the next step? Like, how am I going to get to where I want to be next? But just enjoying the journey, I think has been kind of a bigger thing for me right now is just kind of realizing like the moments, like yesterday, like I said, being out of Arrowhead and Travis Kelce walking in the room. That's something that, you know, a few years ago I probably wouldn't have thought that I'd be doing. So, like I said, just kind of enjoying where you're at and kind of realizing, you know, I have grown, I've taken steps, and it's only going to continue. But it's been awesome. I'm really fortunate, really blessed to get to where I am right now.
Hey, speaking of seeing Kelce yesterday, what was your biggest, which is a bigger professional accomplishment for you, getting a SportsCenter top 10 highlight from Emporia State Baseball or seeing your footage of Kelce in the Cyclones hat yesterday making it on ESPN last night?
Oh, Don, you had to get a question, too.
I just couldn't hold him back.
You know, the Kelce thing was awesome yesterday. I didn't expect it to blow up like that, but it is Travis Kelce. So anytime you got a guy like that, especially everything going on with his love life right now and Taylor Swift, you never know what's going to kind of go viral with him. I would say the SportsCenter and the Connor Hurst, the pickle right there out at the baseball field in Emporia, that one was pretty cool just because, you know, I don't think any of us were expecting that. I think we were all really excited to get Emporia State on the SportsCenter, so I'll probably go with that one.
Good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. Hey, Bethany, I want to ask you, I know there's been a lot of moments that you've been able to cover over the last several years. Do you have one that kind of stands out?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I've been asked that, and I probably need to think about it a little more every time after I get asked and maybe go actually pick an answer. I met Bill Snyder this spring. I kind of co-hosted his Sunflower Foundation chapter recognition dinner this spring with like 11 guys, high school football players in the state of Kansas get picked. I thought that was really cool just because, you know, Bill Snyder is obviously one of the greats. That one was a pretty big one for me. Some of the things just happening now are kind of like, whoa, that was pretty cool when I look back. I mean, last night at high school football, Harrison Butker was out there, and I thought that was awesome because, you know, he's one of the best kickers in the NFL, really reliable, hit a 60-yarder the other day. Just little things like that. I think I'm starting to be like, wow, like, you know, this is cool. But at the end of the day, like, they are just people too, and it's been really cool to kind of get to know these people on a more personal level.
So you're saying 100 yards with Braxton Marstall was not your highlight you could find? That's available on YouTube if anybody wants to look for it.
Oh, man, you need to take that down. Not one of my best. That was in the early days. But I did run into Braxton at a wedding about a month ago, and he's back in Kansas City too. So it was great to see him. And, it's cool. I went to high school with him and obviously Emporia State too, and he was one of the best to ever do it for the Hornets. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Bethany Bowman joining us with Sports Radio H10 and Kansas City, BJ Bowman 13, if you'd like to follow her on Twitter. How much do you get to, in terms of your professional life? You've got a lot of responsibilities, of course, I'm sure, with Chiefs, Royals coverage, and the high school coverage that you do up there. How much attention are you able to pay the Hornets from up there in Kansas City, and how closely have you been following Emporia State Athletics this year?
I'm really close. Yeah, I check every Saturday to see how the football team's doing. I know volleyball, you know, with new coach Ken, you know, doing really well, kind of turning things around. So, yeah, I stay very, very closely watching. I know Hornets on the road today at Central Missouri. I thought about maybe going over there. It's only an hour drive for me. So, Don, maybe I'll see you today. I don't know.
Bring a Diet Coke.
Making promises, but actually, like you mentioned, the D2 podcast. Wayne Cavati does so much work with NCAA Division II. He's got a it's a bunch of the D2 like beat writers and guys that cover that, and they have like a fantasy football league. It's all for fun, no money involved, but they actually have a Twitter handle, or X I guess now, but D2 Fantasy I think it is. And so Wayne will give me a text every week raving about Braden Gleason's stats because that's his fantasy quarterback. So yeah, very much watching how they're doing, and I'm excited for a big top 25 matchup today.
Yeah, I would say that the Sheriff would probably be, actually both quarterbacks in this matchup, be pretty good fantasy gets for your team, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're expecting a lot of points, but you know, it doesn't always play out that way. It's very interesting to have you on because Emporia High, Dylan's going to be headed up to Overland Park as Emporia High draws Blue Valley Southwest in the first round of the state playoffs. Obviously going to be a difficult assignment for the Spartans. How much have you seen Blue Valley Southwest this year? Have you been able to see them? And what are the things that stand out about them if you have been able to see them this year?
Yeah, I did go cover one game of theirs this season, so I saw them in person. But, of course, I've checked their stats a lot. One of the best passing offenses in the state with quarterback Dylan Dunn. He's just phenomenal. He has such an arm. He's also got really good receivers. Alex Parks, Tate Everett. They're just really good. And then defense, too. They've got a really good defense. Not only do they score points, but they can really shut teams down, too. So that's a program that's been on the rise for a while. I think last night they got their 7 wins in the regular season, which is a first in program history, if I saw right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Emporia High is a program that's building right now and trying to establish kind of that consistency. So it is a very tough matchup for them to draw. But, you know, playing good teams are kind of something you need to do to kind of get yourself in that position and see where you need to be. So although it might be a tough matchup, I think a good challenge for Emporia High.
And Bethany, you know, you competed in the Centennial League, and now you're seeing a lot of competition with the EKL, the Eastern Kansas League. They have no easy nights off either, just like what you saw as an athlete in the Centennial League.
Yeah, the Centennial League was tough, especially back when I played. You know, it hadn't quite started, breaking up a little bit. You had, Washington Rural and Manhattan High, volleyball. There's some real powerhouses. The EKL, though, I would say football-wise, it's probably the best league top to bottom in the state. So it's gonna be tough for Emporia High to come up here with the Blue Valley Southwest. But Centennial League, Washington Earls, you know, still really good. I think they're gonna vie for a number one seed in 6A. So yeah, I mean, it's really tough. Emporia High football has had a really really tough go this season. Seeing some really good teams.
Bethany Bowman joining us here, Sports Radio 810. She is on Twitter, BJ Bowman 13, and covering Kansas City area high school sports now. Was at Sports in Kansas for years, and obviously covering the Chiefs and the Royals up there. We'll have you back on, talk some Chiefs and Royals here later on here, Bethany, and maybe we will see you in Warrensburg today. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bethany Bowman joining us here. And now as we wrap up Saturday Morning Sports Talk, we could not say goodbye without talking a little Chiefs football with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. And, of course, as always, he is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS number 424226. Mitch, as always, appears on the Sutherland Home Improvement studio line. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood, and Dan Courtright in the penalty box with Mitch here today. Mitch, first of all, before we get to the more important topics, we have to know, how did the pitch games go?
Oh, yeah, it was a sweep.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So me and my mother-in-law represent the now-defunct Roxbury Lions against the now-defunct Galva Chieftains, who combined with the Canton Galva, what were they, the somethings, to be the Canton Galva Eagles. So anyway, no, it was a sweep. We wiped them out, and We both got out brooms and swept the floor in front of them, so it was fun.
Okay.
Well, sounds like you had a productive weekend.
And by the way, the one that called Block A, the rookie here, it sounds like your MIAA Uber driver is there in the studio with you.
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, absolutely. Don is. He's going to get his Diet Coke. Yeah, Don, do you have a question for Mitch here to get us started here today? Come back over to your...
You know the way to Warrensburg? Wait a minute. I have a question for him. Do you know the way to Warrensburg? Or do you have to Google Maps it?
I made that trip a few times. I
told Blake, now, if you're going to do it right, sometimes you build in time and go the back roads. And next time he does Turnpike Tussle, and if you ever go to Kearney and don't take the way by the Home on the Range cabin and go by Smith Center, and I'm going to have to discuss it with your Uber driver here. We got to go the back roads to get a little flavor of the area. So against UCM.
We've done that once or twice. We've gone through Smith Center on the way up to Kearney, so we have done that once or twice.
Weren't we on gravel last week, when the last time out when we went to Pittsburgh?
We hit were gravel on, for a little while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say
back roads behind Burlington and Leroy. Yep, we did it. Yep.
Now you're a man. You go on gravel roads to those games, you're a man.
Absolutely. No one would ever question and that about Don.
Well, take the back roads, and good luck today. Good game.
Yeah, it definitely is. And obviously every game for the Chiefs is a big game. Every game in the NFL is a big game. Certainly last week, a couple of wins for the Chiefs. What's the importance that the team places on recovery? So many guys in the audio that we played in the press conference talked about, man, sure is tough playing a Thursday game, so difficult physically to play a Thursday game. How much importance does the team place on recovery after playing one of those Thursday games?
Yeah, the three-day weekend, so to speak, of the mini bye week is very real. And it's not just a physical recovery, which we have needed in badly, in the case of Kelce and Karlaftis and Tommy Townsend even. It's a mental and emotional kind of a backup. And just watch the rest of the league play. And that was, I mean, I could tell the guys came in Monday refreshed. It's been a good week. Practice sans the Jalen Watson getting his little thigh contusion yesterday, but the rest of it has been really good. And so I look for them to be energized tomorrow afternoon.
Mitch, a couple of players added to the roster. One, a very familiar face, Mecole Hardman, makes his return to Kansas City. Let's start with him. What does his return mean for this offense potentially moving forward?
Well, I think it does a couple of things. One is obvious and direct. The other's a little more subtle, Tim. And by the way, for your Uber driver, if he don't go near Whiteman Air Force Base and drive out, go, hey, let's go look at the B-2, or you won't make it to the game.
They'll have a flyover today, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
they'll be flying you to the jail. That's okay. Believe me, the security around that place is immense. Mecole, the best thing he brings is the fact that he can do those jet sweeps and flip passes. We know that. McColl's had a bunch of big plays that people have forgotten about in this run that we've had since 2019 when we drafted him. And people forget in the Buffalo 13-second game, they're like, Kelce, Kelce, Kelce. The play before, it was set up because of a huge play to Mecole Hardman. All right, it's the jet sweep. It's the ability for him to take that little flip pass and get to the edge. Now, that's direct. You're like, well, that's no great scientist thought. But what that does is that a couple of things. It makes teams respect your shifts and motions the more. And so far, teams have not exactly been doing that. They're thinking, okay, if we don't shift here right, you're not going to get a big play because Tony or Moore is okay, but they're not Hardman or Tyreek Hill. This changes with Mecole. The other thing it does with these rushers, like we're going to face tomorrow, you got a Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. And the sneaky one is Morgan Fox, who has 5 sacks, and they move him around. If you just go Huck Ben for election and get upfield, these jets and flips, they'll run right by you. We ran right underneath Nick Bosa's armpit last year for a touchdown with McKinnon on a similar play in San Francisco. It might have been Mecole. I don't know when he was healthy. But when McColl's healthy and cooking, he adds that element and brings back more respect, I like, with some of the template that the Chiefs do on offense.
And then secondly, on the other side of the ball, defensively, Charles Omenihu will make his debut hopefully, against the Chargers. What does he mean for this defense? I'd imagine particularly depth. I mean, those D linemen are getting a lot of reps.
This has a deeper meaning, and it's an awesome question. And I'm so excited by you all done this, but those two are leaving for Warrensburg. The thing that excites me the most right now on this Saturday, on the 21st of October, at a little before 9, is that. Now, what that is now you add Omenihu to this defense mix where Omenihu can play outside and inside with force. Mike Dana can play inside and outside with force. Chris Jones can move outside. He can play inside. Karlaftis, Felix Anudike Uzama can play inside and outside. And you do that now at linebacker, because what we saw, and I think I told you guys last Saturday, one of the things that excited me, and I knew it was coming, was to play Nick Bolton and Drew Tranquil together, not just one for the other. And you had this mix and matching of linebackers with Leo Chenal and Willie Gay Jr., and now you're playing a 3-3-5, but that's three linebackers could change. The three guys up front can change. Oh, now you're in a 4-1-6. So the quarterbacks, Tim, not only have to come up and go, what's this scheme? What do I think Spags is doing here? But, like, where are these guys? It's almost like we're playing chess. You make a move, and while I'm pondering my next move, you get the chance to replace a rook with a bishop and a pawn with a rook. I don't know. The point is, you're like, wait a minute, the board changed here. Omenihu brings a powerful, Pro Bowl-ish type element to that mix. I mean, this defense right now, I'm giving you a long answer, but I'm fired up. This defense is allowing 14.7 points a game. That's the best since the 97 Chiefs after 6 weeks. The other nugget is it's the best at 14.7 per game after 6 weeks is the best for Coach Reed since his 2001 Eagles team. So go look those dudes up and see who he had. I'm just fired up about this defense. I know the NFL really hasn't given its respect yet to it. We see it. They don't. But I think they've only scratched the surface. I think this is a big day tomorrow for them and moving forward.
Mitch, I know with Travis Kelce bringing it up in the presser yesterday, I think the first question he was asked about Derwin James, who could be who's currently questionable for tomorrow. But, you know, how does Travis Kelce, you know, try to continue to have the good games that he's had against the Chargers?
Yeah, and they've mixed it up on him, but most of the time, oh, yeah, that's a generalization, a good deal of the time, they've had James man-to-man on him. He'll play him like a corner. And we know that Derwin James is a phenomenal athlete. If he can't play, and him popping up on that list, and look at that list, Dylan, even further, Alohi Gilman's on there. He's a DB. Mm-hmm. Dean Leonard's on there. He's a DB. Mm-hmm. They're beating up on that back end. This team's a mystery, the Chargers. They have 20 sacks in the last 4 weeks. They can just wreck you up front. But something's going on this back end. Even Davis, who should be their best DB at corner, he's getting torched. If you take Derwin James out of the mix, it's huge. Now, if he stays into the mix, how limited is he? Can he play this man-to-man? I'll track Kelce all over the field and even get some help and kind of chip on him in kind of one-and-a-half coverage. It's something to monitor, but how do you deal with it? You get some other folks involved, because I don't think the Chargers will play as much zone as the other teams have all throughout this year. Maybe they will. That's what everybody does. And if that's the case, then Kelce just has to find the voids like he has been. If it's man-to-man, Kelce needs some help. Then you get some rubs and drags and do some man killers.
Mitch, what are the chances that we see Patrick Mahomes punt tomorrow?
Let's hope not. He wants to. He wants to do a lot of things. He wants to catch passes.
Yes.
I mean, so he's seriously, I told you, he's the 10-year-old kid. We're all just going down to his house after the show and ride our bikes and have the best day of our lives. But some of that 10-year-old, you know, he needs to corral. I'm super proud of him, though. The fact that he's not chasing stats. He's not chasing passing yards. It doesn't matter to him, I don't think, that if he gets another 5,500-yard passing season, and that's usually when he gets them, he's just doing things now to win games. And that is a direct contrast to the opponent tomorrow. Justin Herbert's good, you guys, but he's 27-27. This is a big game for the Chargers. If they lose this game, you're thinking, yeah, I know, they're 2-4, and the Chiefs would be 6-1. Nope, I think it's bigger than that. Tuesday night, I was doing a deep dive into them, and I'm thinking, I forgot that 2 years ago in 21, they were going to the playoffs. But Staley decides, I'm going to go for it on fourth and short and deep in my own territory. Doesn't yeah. make it. Remember, the Raiders kicked the field goal. And then he calls a timeout, basically just opening the door for the Raiders to win. They don't make the playoffs. And then last year blows the 27-0 lead. If the Chiefs win this game, I go right down the line with all you guys. The Chargers would look at blowing the whole thing up. Now, they're going to keep their key pieces, but Staley may not make Thanksgiving if that's the case.
Well, we will find out. It all starts tomorrow, of course, a 3:25 kickoff. And, of course, the pregame coverage from the Chiefs Radio Network begins at 2 o'clock with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs and Chargers. You can hear it all tomorrow and every week on Country 101.7. And Mitch appears every week. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS number 424-226. Have a great weekend in Kansas City. We'll be driving, but we'll wave as we drive by Kansas City today. We're hoping we're going to have a good day in Warrensburg today, Mitch.
That's awesome. And if he doesn't have you, like, snacks when you get into the car, we may have to look at firing him, too.
You need breakfast.
I like the little, you know, the peanuts that you get on the Southwest flights. I like those, Don, if we can make that somewhere.
I'll get that as I open the door very for good. You, Diva.
Appreciate it. Mitch, you have a great weekend. Be.
Get the chariot ready. The Diva's coming to do the game. Just if you go to Whiteman and you see their – if you see the red dot on your head, back off.
Don will take that for
take
me.
Take him out.
Thanks, okay. Mitch.
See you, boys.
See ya. Mitch Holtis, he'll join us next Saturday, as always, here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Real quick, just to preview the day for you. Of course, we've got Sunday Night Football on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE. Dolphins at the Eagles, a matchup of 2 5-1 teams. A little bit surprising. That's coming up on Sunday Night Football. That is tomorrow. Today, with the Chiefs being off, we've actually got the chance to bring you a pretty big NCAA football game. Penn State at Ohio State today from Westwood One. We'll have that coverage for you. 10:30 is when that starts. 11 o'clock for the kickoff on KVOE. Of course, we'll have the Wildcats for you, as the Kansas State Wildcats are in action today, taking on TCU, 4 o'clock for the pregame with Wyatt on Country 101.7. And, of course, our game. I had trouble going to sleep last night, and I don't know if I – this is similar to the Northwest game for me, Tim. Number 16, Mules. Number 24, Hornets. It feels big. It feels really big for both teams, not even for the top of the division, but just shows you just the juice that's in this conference, and I can't wait to get started in Warrensburg.
Well, you know, every game's big now moving forward. Mm-hmm. I mean, you gotta win out, essentially, really, to hope to put yourself in a position to be in the NCAA. So every game's huge, but obviously this is the game today, and it's against, you know, with two pretty good football teams.
Don, any thoughts for you on this game today?
Well, I mean, like you said, every game is going to be huge. The important thing to remember here is, you know, football is a sport where it's very difficult in this league to get into the NCAA tournament. So, yeah. You know, we can't just, no matter what happens, neither team can just take it, okay, that's it, our season's over. There's a lot left to play for. There's some bowl games out there still.
And, sure.
But it is a huge game. You win this, you kind of make another statement, and you kind of put all that taste of Pittsburgh State and Missouri Western, all that out of the way. And the other thing is, as long as we got 10 behind center, never going to count us out.
No, and all the other thing, too, is I believe the first Super Region rankings come out next week, too.
There'll be a set of rankings that'll come out. Those will probably be the alphabetical order ones, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So, Dylan, any final thoughts for you?
Yeah, I hope you see a lot of big plays. I hoped a lot of them
for the white uniforms.
In the white. I hope Braden Gleason continues to build off of what he's done, and I know being the, you know, filling in for Tegan last year when the Mules came here, I know it's a different team, but you know, I think like Don mentioned, if when 10's under center, you can't count them out. So I expect a lot of good things from Garen Higgins and squad today.
hoping Wayne Cavati gets a good points from his fantasy league quarterback.
Yes.
There you go.
That would be great. Well, Dan, I think it's time to shut her down. Appreciate Dan's studio engineer. Time for us to get in the van. For Dylan and for Tim, Blake Cripps here. This is 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE Emporia, live and local. Enjoy your Saturday, and I'll talk to you from Warrensburg here on Mix 104.9 at 1230 for the RV Doc pregame show. Talk to you this afternoon.
96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia, AM 1400, KVOE Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Brian.